Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to the Chai Rachel Nachiomi Learning Initiative. I'm Andy Eisenberg, and I'm excited to be learning Perek Yud Tesef Shmo Aleph with you. Something that I was particularly moved by regarding this Perek, and also really Perek Yud Ches, but it really comes into fruition in Perek Yud Ches, is the contrast of Michal as the significant other for the main character we are discussing, as opposed to what we've seen throughout Navi until now. Well, we've seen Shimshon, who was manipulated heavily. We've seen also, you know, even on the good side, Yael was successful because she tricked Sisera and all the manipulation that was going on there. And it just seems that the men that we've seen have been very easily tricked. And I think this kind of gives also a justification, not really an actual justification, but why Shaul thought this would be successful. From the previous parak, Shaul, his plans to get David keep turning on him, and this just kind of, you know, reminds me, you know, Rabos Machshavos Pal Aviv Shra Tzatz Hashem Hisakum. Shaul thinks he's going to get David, and he tricks him. He's supposed to marry David off to Merav, his older daughter, and he has Merav married to someone else, and, you know, David, the way it's presented in my class, left at the altar, not quite, but and then the pasuk says that Michal loved him, Michal took interest in him, and Shaul sees that and thinks, ah, this will be perfect. This is the way I will allow my daughter to be a snare. And it doesn't even occur to Shaul that, you know, she can be an ezer, not just a connecto, or there's the dual aspect. And the fact that he sets David up with Michal, he thinks that this is going to be the way that he's going to win. And we see in this parak that Michal actually just steps up and is truly an Azer to David. And it's not easy for her because she lets David escape, and they don't get reunited until like the fourth parak of Shmuel Beis, the third or fourth parak of Shmuel Beis, where they get reunited. Sorry for the spoiler. But the fact that she clearly cared about him, the pasuk says sometimes she loved him, and I think this is the first time we are seeing that utilization of these words for a girl loving the man in Navi. We've seen the man interest in girls, and we've seen that the woman using the man's interest as a weight, as a cudgel to get him. But here we actually see the pasuk tells us several times she loved him, and Shaul thought, ah, this is perfect. This will be the snare. And ironically, she actually uses this to her advantage. She uses this in our parak to trick Shaul into thinking that David didn't share this interest in Michal, then that David actually threatened to kill Michal, and that's why she went through this whole prank, call it, where she pretends that David is sick, and she puts the trophim in the place, and oh, David can't come down. And then Shaul's like, why'd you do this? And she's like, well, oh, because David, you know, David said, why should I have to kill you? And it's like, I guess this, when Shaul's, in Michal's eyes, this would work to trick Shaul, and we see it does, because Shaul's idea of what what the relationship between the man and the woman, as we've seen from Navi, is, oh, one of them is obviously trying to manipulate the other one, and I just love the idea of how you see what a real relationship is. With, you know, what it really truly means to love someone, you see from Michal and from David, and we see other textual references to this that will be coming up eventually in Shmuel Beis, but I think that it's so important because I was really put off by the simplicity of how easily manipulatable Shinshon was. And I remember I was talking to my brothers, and like, how did he just, he didn't see it at this point. And I think that, yeah, the fact that this is how they have been until this point, it gave room for Michal to be able to save David and for Shaul to not actually see it coming. So it's just like an interesting point to take note of what it really means to truly love someone. And Hashem, we will pick up with this moving on in the 20th parak tomorrow. Zachar Abba.